Hey, I'm Scott Hanselman, and we're here at the Microsoft Studios at 323 Congress at South by Southwest, talking with Michael Forte from Frisbee.
Yep.
Very cool name. It's actually phriz.be.
Correct.
I love that.
Yeah, we had to get a trademark on it somehow.
So. Yeah, and the Frisbee people, man, forget those guys. We're PH.
Exactly.
RIZ. Yep. That's awesome. So what does Frisbee do? I assume that there's some kind of a throwing metaphor there.
There is, yeah. It's a mobile sharing platform that currently allows you to take a photo and with the flick of a wrist share it to an unlimited number of people within proximity.
Okay, so I've got a Surface here, I've got Frisbee on it, and you've got a Windows phone,
Correct.
And I can go like that, and somehow we're going to connect to each other.
Yeah, so on the tablet side, you could do a swiping motion or just simply hit a button and watch it fly off the screen.
That's magic. How is that possible?
From a user experience standpoint, we're essentially replacing the concept of a send button, but what gets interesting is when you start working with gestures and motion, you can start to delete a certain number of steps. So mm-hmm. we've gotten a sharing procedure down to just what we call click, pick, and share, which is file, recipient, send. Or recipient file send.
Right. Yeah, when I think about, like, how am I going to get a file from this machine to that machine if I'm working with my parents, and I'm even in things like NFC or Bluetooth, it's like, okay, Dad, let's sit down. It's going to be about a 15-minute pairing process.
Exactly.
as we figure this out.
Yeah, so part of the logic and why we decided to tackle this problem was that inherent problem across multiple platforms. So even tap and share on the Windows mobile platform is still a very one-to-one iteration, and we thought, what does the conversation look like if you can open it up and I can take your photo, flick my wrist, and send it to everybody here within, let's say, a half a mile. And all they need is the Frisbee app open or running in the background as a process to receive that incoming throw, if it's a publicly broadcasted throw. And then we've got some redundancies built in for privacy measures as well. If I don't want to receive something from somebody I don't know, I wouldn't, et cetera.
I see. I should have thought about that. So the audience could have the app open right now. I could do something and flick it all to them if it's public.
Correct.
Or private, and I'm sure encrypted and secure to you.
Yes. Yeah, you can go one-to-one, or you can go one-to-two or three, but you can also go one-to-many. So there's that nearby component. Then we also have a cloud route, which allows me to send, like, your photo to my parents in California.
Ah, so that was my next question. So where does the cloud fit into this? Is it brokering these experiences?
In most of the experiences, yes. We're working with some third-party vendors like Qualcomm's AllJoin Technology on a few of the platforms where it's currently available to handle the peer-to-peer connectivity. But in situations like me throwing something from Austin to L.A., that doesn't really work out, so we go up and over the cloud.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And I understand you have a collaboration with Nokia on this?
Yeah, so interestingly enough, we partnered with Nokia around their event in Abu Dhabi, I believe, a couple months ago, last part of last year, and we were able to help them solve a high-res photo sharing problem on the Lumia 1020 phones. So they produce these beautiful high-res images that are very, very large in file size, and there wasn't a very unique or seamless, quick way to get those large files off of the device without sideloading them. So we were able to come up with something very unique on our side using Frisbee to take the high-res photos, which are in some cases 22, 23 megs,
yeah,
and snap a photo, flick the wrist, and offload it onto one or many devices, including desktops, because we built it for 8.1 as well.
Now, did this idea, you came up with this yourselves and bootstrapped it yourself?
Yeah, to date, we've taken zero outside capital, and it's been very tough, but we think up until now, bootstrapping has been the way to go. So we're officially about to flip the switch and start raising our first round.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Well, thank you so much for sharing with me today.
Yeah. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Talk with Michael Forte and Frisbee, phriz.be. You can check it out. We're here at Microsoft Studios at South by Southwest.